And the prince consort felt very sorry for these people because their lands were seized to make a forest for deer. And he gave them boats. Well, they were carrying pig iron, but the people could get on these boats if they had so many pounds and enough money to buy food and provision to take them across the ocean. So my grandfather and my grandmother left, my father left, my grandfather left from Tolstoy Head, which is at the near the top of Lewis. And they came from, in rowboats, they were picking up people from Tolstoy Head, Barbas. They were to get the boat at Fort William, which is on the mainland. So as they left in rowboats, like fishermen's boats, coming down the length of the island, which you know is a long island, the rest of the people, knowing they were leaving, thought they would never see them again. So there was bonfires all along the shore, and pipes playing, and wailing in Gaelic songs, you know, will you know, come back again, and everything. And everyone weeping, and finally they got to Fort William, from which they were to embark. But when they got there, there was no boat ready for them. It wasn't there. So they stayed on the shore, bivouacked, and built fires, and some of the people of the town or city brought them different things to make them comfortable. So finally, the day came where they were to get on the boat, and it was a sailboat. It was low right down into the water. Mm-hmm. And one woman whose descendants came here, she took a look at the boat, and she wasn't going to get in. It looked so hazardous. So her husband took her baby and got on the boat with the baby. So then she ran after the baby, and that's the only way they could get her aboard.
What was the name of the boat? What was the name of the boat?
The Blanche.
Blanche.
And most of them knew about a sailing vessel. But on this, there was 109 families settled here and in this area. Now, the descendants of these Lewis people, do you know Dr. Clare Bice? He died last spring. He's a very famous artist, Dr. Clare Bice. He illustrated books, and his paintings are hung all over. His painting of Peggy Scove is famous. And the first thing, nobody knows, my father told me this, I remember him telling it, they landed in Quebec, but they had heard such tales of Canada, you know, it was just flowing with milk and honey. He was a little boy, and he was walking beside his father and mother, I guess, and he looked down, and he saw a gold piece, and the streets were cobblestones. And he picked up this little gold piece. And he thought that was just what it was going to be like. Anyway, from Quebec, they came to Hamilton, and then to Galt, and worked in the stone quarry. And there'd be maybe three or four families living in one house for that first winter. And then they all agreed that they would meet in Goderich, and then they would come up to the Queen's Bush, and that they had to have money to buy land. They had to have so much gold, which my grandfather had, and most of them, some of them, enough for 50 acres, which was a lot of land for them.
How much would that have cost?
But my grandfather was thinking big. He went for 100.
How much did he pay for that?
I think it was was it 5 pounds? It's written down here. Anyway, under the terms to get this grant from the Crown, they had to clear so much a year and built some kind of a log house. That was the agreement. Now, I am sitting on my grandfather's land. From that farm over there where I was born, that's Crown lands. And my two grandfathers owned right to the corner where the bank now is. This was all their land.